باب الصبر. The chapter on patience. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, O believers, be patient and compete with each other in patience. وصابروا means, on the battlefield you must outdo the enemy with perseverance. In other words, you must not flee the battlefield. When you are fighting the enemy, you got to be perseverant and patient and outdo the enemy. وقال تعالى ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we will surely test you with some fear, some hunger, some decrease in your wealth and in lives and in your fruit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in these ways. Sometimes there is some fear of enemy, there is hunger, there is loss in property and wealth, there is loss in lives, so you lose a close friend or dear one, a family person, there is loss of fruit, your profits. Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives those who are patient their reward in full without measure. In other words, limitless reward for those who are patient. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. The one who exercises patience and he forgives others, surely it is one of the most courageous of matters, one of the most resoluteness of matters. A person is very determined. So this shows determination. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Seek help by means of patience and salah. When you require assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you go to salah. You beg Allah ta'ala via your salah and also by being patient. Allah is with those who are patient. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah says, surely we will test you until we ascertain those who are striving, those who are working hard, doing good work, doing ibadat properly from amongst you, وَالصَّابِرِينَ, and all those who exercise patience. So, Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, the compiler of Riyadu Salihin, has mentioned about 5 to 6 verses, all pertaining to sabr. There are many more verses in the Holy Quran regarding sabr. What is sabr? Ulama have given 3 categories of sabr. Sabr actually means to restrain yourself. So, one is the normal sabr that we talk about, sabr ala al-musiba, when some calamity befalls us, then we are told to be patient. So when any calamity comes upon us, sometimes your child passes away, your parent passes away, so it's a musibah that has come upon you. So at that time you have to be patient. What is the meaning of patience there? One does not become, show anxiety, he does not complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, why you took away my child, why you took away my mother, my father. You accept the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any complaint. You don't show any anxiety. You don't become restless. In other words, you accept wholeheartedly the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's a common understanding of sabr. But sabr goes even further than that. The other part of sabr is a sabr ala ta'at, where a person is perseverant on ibadat, on obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on good deeds. So a person is consistent in a particular good deed, we say he's got sabr ala ta'ah. He's now perseverant on that good deed. So one is sabr ala al-musibah, and the second one is sabr ala ta'ah. So you're doing a good deed and you're consistent on it, that is also regarded as sabr. And the third sabr is what we're all experiencing now in the month of Ramadan, where we are restraining ourselves from haram. This is a sabru anil haram. So a person is now pulling back his nafs. He's holding himself from doing those things that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displeased. In the month of Ramadan, we're controlling our gaze, we're controlling our tongue, we're controlling our limbs. We are not eating during the day because Allah has made that haram. So all these things are making sabr, you are restraining yourself from haram. These are the three categories of sabr. Umar radiallahu ta'ala explained the value of sabr. What did he say? He says, never did any calamity befall me except that I found three bounties therein. He says, the calamity befell him, but he found three bounties. Number one, he says, I appreciated that it did not affect my deen. My iman was not affected. The calamity came, but it was not a calamity affecting my iman and deen. My ta'alluq with Allah was still very strong. And he says, secondly, I appreciated that it did not affect me more severely than it did. It could have been worse. So he says that it wasn't a calamity that was worse than what I experienced. And the third thing he says is that I reminded myself that Allah has promised immense rewards for those who are patient. And therefore the verse I mentioned, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ, Allah Ta'ala gives in full the both those who are patient, أَجْرَهُمْ, the reward, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without any measure. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عن أبي مالك الحارث بن عاصم الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, الطهور شطر الإيمان, والحمد لله تملأ الميزان, وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض, والصلاة نور, والصدقة برهان, والصبر ضياء, والقرآن حجة لك وعليك, كل الناس يغدو فبايع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها, أو موبقها, رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "At-tuhuru shatrul iman." Purification is part of iman. We are exhorted in Shariat, commanded by Shariat to purify our inward and our outward, our bodies. Therefore, we have taharat, cleanliness. We are taught how to go to the toilet, how to make istinja, to use water, to make wudu, to make ablution, to have ghusl, to have a bath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be clean and pure at all times. Our inner side, where we cleanse and purify our heart from all evils, and also our external, our bodies. Allah ta'ala does not want us to have filth around us. Our salat, the place where we perform salat, has to be parked. It's one of the conditions of salat. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِّرِينَ, Allah loves those who make sincere tawbah, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. So Sharia teaches us, our iman, our Islam is so beautiful, it teaches us purification. Walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan. The word, the phrase, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. This actually will fill the scales on the day of Qiyamah. Our a'mal will be weighed. We talk about mizan. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. On the day of Qiyamah, there'll be a physical scale. It's not something which is abstract. Our a'mal will be weighed. Yes, ulama explain. Some say that our deeds will be given a form and placed on the scale. Some say our books will be weighed. And there is even a narration where the person himself will be weighed. Of course, not talking about the weight that we have in this world. He's talking about our iman and the good deeds that we do in this world. And that will give us weight on the day of Qiyamah. So our a'mal will be weighed. By saying Alhamdulillah, we are glorifying Allah subhanahu, we are praising Allah. In other words, every single praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah has actually commenced His Quran, His Kitab, with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So this word Alhamdulillah, it is so significant. Month of Ramadan, what a beautiful occasion, what a beautiful opportunity. During the day, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, as I mentioned last night, recite the third kalima. So Alhamdulillah will fill the scale on the day of Qiyamah, the side of the good deeds. And Rasulullah says, وَسُبْحَانَ وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ تَمْلَأَنَ. If you say Subhanallah, what does Subhanallah mean? Allah is free from any type of shortcoming, defects, deficiencies. Allah is spark, Allah is pure. Allah does not have any type of deficiency you and I have. So Allah is pure. By saying Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, Tamla'an, both these words, they fill, if they were given a form, they will fill the space between the skies and the earth. Then Rasulullah says, Wassalatu Nurun. Salat is Nur. Salat brings Nur on the face of the person. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be Nur for the person. When everything will be in darkness, Salat will guide the believer. It will be Nur for him. وَصَدَقَةُ burhan. When you give charity, sadaqah, burhan means a proof. It is a proof that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person loves his wealth, his money, his possessions. Now when he is told by Allah Ta'ala to give it to some poor person, so he's giving it because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it will be a proof for him on the day of Qiyamah that he was not amongst the munafiqeen. Why the munafiqeen would taunt the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum when Rasulullah asked them in the battle of Tabuk, expedition of Tabuk, to bring whatever they could contribute, whatever contribution they had. And when one Sahabi brought a bag of dates, like a kg of dates, one sa' of dates, the munafiqeen began to mock at him. Allah does not need your dates. Rasulullah heard this, and Rasulullah placed these dates right on the heap, right on the top of the heap of the contributions. So this is a proof that you are not amongst the munafiqeen. وَصَبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ and sabr. That is why this hadith is mentioned in this chapter, because of sabr. And patience in all the three categories I mentioned, it is also a light for the person on the day of Qiyamah. وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ أَوْ عَلَيْكَ. The Qur'an will either be a proof for you, it will act on your behalf, it will defend you, or it will be against you. How important it is for us to recite the Qur'an, recite it with tajweed properly, also to understand the Qur'an, and to implement the Qur'an, and to pass on the ayats of the Qur'an to others. The Qur'an is the book of hidayat. If we read, if we abandon the Qur'an, then we will suffer on the day of Qiyamah. It will actually come, and it will act against us on the day of Qiyamah. Sometimes a person is reciting the Qur'an, but he's not making amal on the Qur'an. That too is no good. A person should recite the Qur'an and bring into his life the teachings of the Qur'an. So the Qur'an will become a hujjah. Hujjah means a proof, laka on your behalf, or it will go against you. Just one more hadith. عن أبي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله تعالى أن ناس من الأنصار سألوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعطاهم. There was a group of Ansar. They came to Rasulullah, they asked him, they begged of him, they required something. فَأَعْطَاهُمْ Rasulullah gave them whatever they wanted. ثُمَّ سَأَلُوا فَأَعْطَاهُمْ. They again asked Rasulullah for something, and he gave them again. حَتَّى نَفِدَ مَا عِنْدَهُ. Whatever he had by him to give, it came to an end. It became exhausted. He had nothing more to give. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ حِينَ أَنْفَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِيَدِهِ. When he had given everything that he had in his hand, he told them, مَا يَكُنْ عِنْدِي مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ أَدَّخِرَهُ عَنْكُمْ. If I had anything by me extra, I would never hoard it from you. I would never hold it back. I would have given it to you. But Rasulullah gives them advice. And three important, beautiful advices. And inshallah, you must try and make an amal on this. وَمَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ عِفَّهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever seeks chastity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whoever refrains from begging, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him freedom from begging. Allah will not make him a beggar. Allah Ta'ala will give him the chastity. The word yasta'fif comes the word from iffa. Iffa has two meanings here. One meaning is chastity, and the other meaning is to refrain from begging. So that person who seeks to be chaste, Allah will make him chaste. وَمَنْ يَسْتَغْنِي يُغْنِهِ اللَّهِ. That person who seeks independence from people, Allah will give him independence. He does not become dependent upon people. He doesn't keep on begging from people. He does not become a parasite to society. He seeks to be independent. It's not pride and arrogance, but he does not want to become muhtaj on people. We hear our elderly people. Keep on making the dua. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala, does not make me muhtaj on any person. And there's so much of wisdom in these words. So in other words, the person who seeks to be independent, Allah will keep him independent. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. And that person who goes all out, he exerts himself in exercising patience, Allah will give him that sabr. وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً خَيْرًا وَأَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. Rasulullah then says, no person has been given a gift that is better and more spacious and more greater than that of patience. Patience is a very, very great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we mentioned previously, don't ask Allah for sabr. Ask Allah for afiyat. Afiyat means safety from any type of difficulty, calamities. When you are going to ask for sabr, then you are inviting some problem upon which you have to exercise sabr. However, if the calamity does befall you, then you are expected then to make sabr and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ. Whoever exerts himself in patience, يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala will give him the sabr. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal, inshaAllah.